Hello, welcome to Not Quite Classic Theater. We're sponsored this week by darkness. It's like when you have light and then you turn it off, you got the dark.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to like the dark.
No.
So it needs some kind of advocacy going on here, and I think I'm the one to do it.
We should not do that.
Really?
That sounds bad.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I thought it was a good idea.
How much did they pay?
It was free
as usual, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Well, they did give me some gum they had in their pocket. But
what kind of gum? Double mint?
No, it was Trident.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
What flavor of Trident?
That weird peach mango flavor.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. The weird tropical, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize. I'm not on the top of my game. I'm recovering from the Black Plague. I had that earlier this week. It was horrible. I was coughing all over the place.
That sounds awful.
It was. Plagues. They're the worst.
So plaguey, that plague.
Oh, my lord.
Lordy, lordy.
Ow. My heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home.
Why do you keep saying... What is that?
Swanee? Classic American folk song? Al Jolson?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not cultured, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we watched a movie today. The new Power Rangers. The newer...
The gritty reboot of
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Because everything from your childhood needs a gritty reboot.
That's right.
I am told by Hollywood, and that seems to be the fad de classe du jour. Other French words.
I'm excited for the gritty Care Bears reboot. You know?
I doubt that's going to happen,
yeah.
But you know what? I've learned not to doubt my doubts anymore.
Care Bear share! And it just kills everyone with a rainbow.
It'll be Care Bears, except they're grizzlies.
They're just actual grizzly bears. And it's just a pile of bodies all around them. Awful. The whole movie's just gray.
So the only thing I recall about Power Rangers from my childhood was that my littlest brother loved it for some reason. That kid's weird. And he just loved himself the heck out of some Power Rangers. And all I remember is just big robots fighting each other on cardboard city sets.
That's pretty much what it was. It was never... Like, it actually was... The thing is, I went back and watched a couple episodes of the original Power Rangers, like, a few months ago. And it actually was a good story. Like, actually pretty good story, good characters, well done for the most part. Other than, it was just the crappiest effects ever.
Yeah, see, I didn't care about the story at all when I was a kid. I was like, robots fighting. I'll watch this for 20 minutes. It's the same episode every time.
It is. It's and then they finally, in the middle of the, like, after they get beaten, in the middle of the episode, Jason says, "That's it!" And then he goes, "It's morph time!" Why didn't you just freaking morph from the beginning?
Yeah.
This happens every time, you know?
Like, so, there's, like, these rules about Power Rangers or something that, like, they can't, like, use their powers for, like, personal gain. They can't escalate a fight, and they can't reveal their identity.
Yep.
Those are, like, the three things that make it worth being...
They're three laws safe. Yeah.
Yeah, but those are, like, the three things that make it worth being any kind of superhero ever. The fun parts, and you took them away.
Correct. That's the point.
Gone.
Yep, totally gone. So,
That's why I liked Iron Man, 'cause that was, like, the opposite of that.
Yeah, it was... That was kind of fun. That was kind of fun because he broke all the rules. He's a rebel.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so at the very beginning of this movie, we see it's a giant, horrible battle. And Zordon, who is Bryan Cranston, gets killed along with his Power Ranger team.
You know,
this is like millions of years ago.
Yeah, they're all aliens. And they're like Power Ranger aliens. And they all die. But not before Walter White buries these weird coin things in the ground. He's like, "All right. Hey now, you better go and find like only the strongest people, preferably teenagers who are in their 20s.
Yeah.
Find them and let's work something out. You can't find no normal people, by the way. They have to be like the most depressing kids you can find with like these backstories of just, oh, my life is so hard. Find those kids. We'll work with that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm out."
Yeah, so, like, yeah, definitely, like, all the kids are very, very moody, high school teens, lots of drama in their life.
Man, I mean, like, I just don't fit into your box, man.
People just, like, don't understand me, man.
You can't slap a label on me, you know what I mean?
If only I were some kind of ranger with powers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, so Jason, the Red Ranger, okay, he's in trouble because he took a cow from a rival school and put it in a locker room or something. Anyway, he gets chased by the police And it's this big, awesome, like very well done, actually, chase scene. And he rolls his car and he gets in trouble with the law and then pretty much gets his whole like football career thrown away. So his dad's all disappointed in him. And Jason, you're the worst person ever. You're just a horrible, horrible son. And yeah, that's fun. All so right. Now he has to do Saturday school.
Yep, yep, yep. This is the Breakfast Club.
Yep.
This is pretty much all it is.
Kind of is.
It's the Breakfast Club mixed with like the last scene in Thor. That's all it is.
Pretty much. Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Anywho, in detention, he meets this the stereotypical nerdy black kid. I don't know how that became a stereotype.
Anyway, that's Billy, and
Billy
Jason stands up for him because he's kind of getting bullied.
Billy getting bullied up in here.
Yeah. So Jason slaps around the bully, and it's funny. Ah, and they become friends. Oh, hey, that's cool. They also meet Kimberly, who is a ex-cheerleader.
Oh, yeah. See, what happened here was, like, she tweeted out this photo of this chick she didn't like, and everyone's like, oh, you're mean now. We don't want to hang out with you no more, because you become, like, mean. She's like, oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to cut my hair a little bit shorter. What yep. now?
Don't understand that. She decides to cut her hair.
And then she walks into the classroom, and everyone's like, oh, she yeah. cut her hair!
She cut her hair, man! It's like, crazy!
Like a couple inches shorter than it was!
The length of her hair expresses the disdain for authority.
Oh, she's a rebel! I get it now!
She's a rebel. So, Billy and Jason become friends because Billy is a super, like, science genius.
And he's gonna let Jason borrow his minivan.
His sweet minivan. So they work out a deal. That Billy is going to help Jason take off his anklet or, like, trick his anklet into thinking that he's under house arrest and he's home, right? Yeah. If Jason can, quote, help him with something. That something is going to a, like, quarry?
Yeah, it's like an old gold mine mountain
and
thing.
He apparently is, I don't know, wants to dig there or something. Like this is where the story just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, he and his dad used to, like, dig for stuff at this gold mine.
Yeah.
But now he wants to go digging for something all by himself. Like, he's pretty sure there's something there, but he don't know what it is.
Why? Like, how?
We don't know.
How?
Don't
everywhere in the history of the world. And he's like, yeah, I want to dig at this specific place. And can he not drive? Why can't he just drive out there?
Yeah, I don't know why I needed Jason. Anyway.
Anyway.
He and Shazif, Jason and Billy end up there. And Billy's like, all right, man, now I'm going to go dig for some stuff here. And Jason's like, all right, cool, but I guess I'll see you later. Like, maybe. I'm walking away now. Oh, look.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. This is my teenager who disrespects authority voice.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, all of them do, so I'll give you that.
All right, man. I'm a rebel, man. I'm a loner. I'm going to go take off over here, disrespecting authority. And, oh, look, just that chick who cut her hair like an inch shorter. She intrigues me.
Yeah. She's here for some reason, and she's swimming in the water that is also here.
Cool.
This part of the movie is just so coincidental that it's upsetting.
It is.
She's there for some reason.
Yeah.
Cool. And he thinks that she drowns, but she doesn't. And then all of a sudden...
Meanwhile, there's this kid who's, like, sitting on top of a train. He's, like, this Chinese dude. And he sees this Mexican chick. And she's, like, doing yoga while listening to, like, screamo music. Because she doesn't fit in your box, man.
That's right. And so they're all at this quarry place. For some reason. Awesome.
Yeah. When suddenly, Billy, he, like, blows something up. That he probably shouldn't have been blowing up. But he does.
Yeah, he blows up part of the mountain, and it reveals this, like, big piece of glass. And Zach comes... Zach's
Chinese
kind of like a criminal, I guess, kind of. He's like a... we think he's like a drifter for some reason.
No, he's like takes care of a sick mom.
Yeah, but we didn't know that till later.
Yeah,
so, like, we thought he was a criminal
is.
For a while.
I don't know.
Anyway, and so he, like, just runs up and starts picking at this glass with, like, a pickaxe. And digs out these power coin things, which are the Power Ranger power coins.
And coincidentally, they all pick up the same color that they're kind of wearing.
Yeah, because, you know, that Power Rangers.
Out. It works out.
I actually thought they did that relatively tasteful in this movie. Because, like, back in the day, it was really apparent. Like, before they were even Power Rangers, Jason was just head to toe red. Kimberly just head to toe pink all the time. And they at least weren't wearing all of the same color. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well,
They find the power coins, and they're like, sweet, and they take off because...
And then suddenly there's some alarms going off.
Yeah,
somebody,
there's alarms.
Somebody probably heard that mountain getting all blown up. So they all hop into the minivan, and they take off running from the security guards.
And it's the freaking sickest minivan chase.
Yeah.
Dude, like, it's actually legit. It's awesome.
Then they get hit by a train.
Yeah. They try and race the train, and it works out like it does in zero movies. And they actually get hit by the train, and they're all dead. The end.
Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry now.
Yep. So, the end. They're dead.
They wake up the next day in their homes, unscathed. We never know why. We never get an explanation
nope.
for that.
Never understand
Who
that.
Who knows? Aliens.
something the government.
Yes.
Let's go with that.
Okay. So they all decide, okay, we better go meet up. Get ahead of myself. They wake up in their homes and they have their coins near them and they're like, oh man, that was weird. That was weird what happened last night. Oh, I'm super strong now. What's up with that?
Yeah, they all realize they have amazing speed and amazing strength, and they're incredible people now.
The pink chick crushes her phone.
Yeah.
And
dude,
well, it was an
iPhone,
so it wasn't that
plus,
hard.
Dude.
It wasn't
that
hard.
No, it wasn't. you could hit it with a pillow and break it.
Billy beats up the school bully by just standing there and letting the bully knock himself out.
Yeah. Like innocent little Billy
yeah.
would.
Anyway, that kind of stuff. So they all meet up back at the mine quarry place that day. And they're like, hey, yo, what's up with all this, man? I don't know what's going on. I still disrespect authority.
I hate authority.
But I'm confused about this current situation.
Yep.
And then they're like, okay, well.
That voice, man. Tell you what.
Yeah. And then the yellow chick who doesn't fit in the box, she's like, you know what, I'm out of here. I don't care about all y'alls. I'm going this way just because I'm a rebel.
Yeah.
So she jumps across this huge gap thing because she can jump now. I never understood the jumping thing. Like, I can kind of get the super strength, but, like, jumping requires, like, a certain amount of force on your end, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, it's strength. I mean, if your legs are super, super strong, you could jump really high.
I mean, it's like the Superman thing. How does he fly? Does he just think about flying and he's just...
Yeah.
Like, how do you, like, shift your center...
He's an alien, dude. He can do anything. He's limitless.
Okay,
Superman's fine. Stupid, by the way, just so everyone's clear.
I hate Batman. I just do.
Batman's
like
at
Superman.
Least somewhat
I do
believable.
Not like Batman, okay?
Superman needs
man,
to be,
I'm
have
just
more
like,
limits to him.
I'm deep, and I'm edgy, and I hang out in the cave, and I'm a millionaire, but I'm still depressed, and I'm gonna go wear a costume. I don't even know, man. You can't put me in a box. I'm Batman.
Hey, I'm Superman. I'm the last living baby from a really faraway planet, and now I'm here, and I can do everything ever. Every freaking thing ever. Unless I meet someone who has a rock from my home planet. Like, every freaking... enemy does ever.
I think I just hate superhero movies now. I just do. I can't take them anymore. They're all the same. They all blend together in my head.
Yeah.
I think this was like half... I was halfway through one of those Batman movies, and I'm just like, I'm done.
Mm.
I can't do this anymore. I just can't. I don't wanna.
Yeah.
I'm not 10 years old anymore. I can't take this.
Anyway, so... all the kids super jump over the gap, and it's awesome. And then Billy falls to his death. Oh, wait, no, he's fine. He fell in some water.
Well,
and then they all jump in the water.
I'll follow him, yeah.
And
cool.
Then they fall into this magic cavern that's under the water, and they realize there's a big spaceship thing caught in the mountain. And that's when they get captured by Alpha, the
okay.
annoying robot.
All right. Here's the thing. The movie up until this point was... It did feel like that kind of greedy reboot thing, you know? But it felt like it was going a whole different direction. Like they were going to meet these alien dudes or something. I don't know. Point is, I thought this was going to go in like a whole different gritty direction. And I kind of wanted to see how that movie ended. But
yeah.
Then we went to the silly movie.
This
the
is
silly
kind of
movie.
Where it broke a
we,
little
we
bit.
We shifted, okay?
Yeah.
We're now in the silly movie.
Yeah. So Alpha, played by Bill Hader. That's right. Bill Hader. He captures them and then wakes up Zordon, which is, Bryan Cranston as a wall. And his face comes out of the wall like one of those little pinboard things where you can put your hand on it and you can see the shape. It's like that.
Yeah, man. Halloween Town 2.
It's Halloween Town 2.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So that's what happens. And then he tells them, you are the Power Rangers. Jason is the Red Ranger, the leader. And
there's this villain out there, by the way, named Rita Repulsa.
Yeah.
We're in Saturday morning cartoon territory now, guys.
Yes, very much so. That's where it starts to break. And so that's when we kind of start to realize a little bit about Rita. Wait, is that later? That might be later.
I don't know.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyway, so that's when we start to realize a little bit about Rita. And she wakes up because she got caught with a bunch of fish on a fishing boat.
Yeah, I don't know. She used to be like the Green Power Ranger back in the day, but then she turned evil, and now she wants to steal the life crystal that's buried in the earth, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just steal the standard life crystal that's buried in the earth. And so she's trying to steal all of the gold so that she can make Goldar, which, if you remember from the series back in the day, was the dumbest henchman and the least powerful person ever. But in this movie, it's the ultimate monster that will kill everyone.
Okay.
So I don't know.
And she can make these... the dumb henchman thing. I remember, if I recall correctly, that was the one thing I hated, out of many things, about Power Rangers, the TV show, was that in every episode, before they got to the cool part, they had to fight 1 million henchman dudes.
Yeah, the putties.
Yeah, I hate those.
And they still have those in this movie. We'll get to those in a second.
Yeah. But anyway, so they're like, all right, now, see, you got the Power Ranger costumes inside you, right? So you just have to, like, focus, and they should come out, but they can't, because they don't care about each other yet. See? Yeah.
You will all have to do some bonding. I'm Zordon. You must have a kumbaya moment, and then you can, you know, do your thing. You could be Power Rangers.
In the meantime, go train
Friendship
in the pit.
Power Rangers.
Go train in the pit for a while. I'll get back to y'all.
So the pit is just an area where they fight these, like, hologram monsters that aren't holograms, and they all suck at fighting. Which is different than the TV show, because everyone was good at fighting because they all studied karate.
Well, you know, all you really need is one of those...
a training montage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get
That's what they're
a sweet
called.
Training montage, and they become, you know, they do several years of training in 3 days.
Yeah, like any superhero movie. Hate them. Hate them so much.
And then they're all kind of getting like, oh, man, like, this sucks. Like, we're never going to do anything. And then Alpha is like, hey, well, how about I show you the Zords? And they're like, what's a Zord? And they're like, check it out. And there's these big robot things, and they're big robot dinosaurs, which at that point, that's when I realized that I liked this movie.
Huh.
I hated it when Alpha came around but then I liked it again when the Zords were there, because that is Power Rangers.
My likeness of this movie was like a chart that just one steep decline.
Yeah.
I started out liking it, and then every single minute went by, it just went down a little bit.
Yeah.
Until at the end, I'm just like, is it over yet?
Yeah. So Zach, the rebel, steals one and
They're
goes on
all
a rampage.
Rebels, man.
I know, but he's the rebel of the rebel. Well,
Whoa.
Actually, he's not quite as rebellious as Trini. Whatever. Anyway.
One might say he's a little bit independent.
That's right. That's right. He is that. So he steals his Zord and goes just rampaging through the countryside and almost kills a bunch of people. But then he comes back into the cave and it's cool and everyone almost dies, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then Zach and Jason start fighting. They're starting fighting each other. Hey, man, get up off me!
Yeah,
get up off me!
And Billy's like, hey, yo, friends of man, please stop this fighting.
Stop all this fighting.
And because, like, he cared about them, like, he morphed for a second into, like, the Power Ranger.
Yeah, and everyone's like, dude.
How'd you do that, man?
How'd you do that?
Like, I don't even know.
I was just, like, caring about people, and, like, I was just, like, thinking of the value that you each have to me, and I just morphed. But he doesn't say any of that because they're all dumb as posts. And so, so there's that. Then Rita is just walking around the city, and she goes to the gold store, which is a great place to find gold.
Oh, yeah.
And she just bullies this lady behind the counter to give her gold and makes her sweet golden staff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she becomes very, very scary. And she's scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Meanwhile, it's a campfire.
Yay.
So all the rangers are having a nice campfire up on the scary mountain.
They're like, okay, let's all just go around and tell each other our secrets.
Yeah. And they have
some
bonding time.
This is middle school Girl Scouts.
It kind of is. It's middle school Girl Scouts. And then they go home, I guess.
You skipped over the secrets. Okay. So
yeah, that's right.
Like that one guy's secret was he was like super edgy and moody. That one chick's secret, she was super edgy and moody. Nobody understood her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that one, that other chick's secret, she was edgy, moody, no one understood her, and she doesn't, like, fit into a label.
Oh, yeah, totally.
The other chick was the same, but she doesn't want to tell you about it yet because she's too moody.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone's moody and angsty.
Yeah.
Everyone's moody and angsty, and it's
fine. We're all set to shoot ourselves an emo music video.
Yep. So they all go home, and then apparently Rita shows up in Trini's house and, like, beats her up and tells her that she needs to sell out the other Power Rangers.
Yeah, have everybody meet her at the boat dock. So they all go meet her at the boat dock, and she's like, all right now, I know one of you know where the Laugh Crystal is. Billy, what about you? All right. It is at the Krispy Kreme donut shop. I know that somehow. I don't know how I know this, but I know this.
Yeah. Well, he figured it out with his autism powers because he's on the because he's on the autism spectrum, and he apparently was detail-oriented enough to figure it out.
It's just the only autistic kids I know, they just really like Sonic the Hedgehog. That's about it. I don't get it.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, she's like, okay, I guess I won't kill you. Wait, no, I'll kill one of you. Billy, you're dead. Zap.
Yeah.
Billy's dead.
She zaps him, and he dies. He actually dies.
Yeah.
And he's gone.
So they carry Billy back to their spaceship hideout, and then, like, they decide they all care about each other now.
Yeah.
And so this thing in the middle of the room lights up, and it's like, Zordon's all like, oh, yeah, man, now I can come back. For some reason, this thing can bring one person back to life now.
Yeah. And they're just making it up as they go along.
So I guess I'll come back to life. Okay, fine. Billy can come back to life. Whatever.
Yeah. So Billy comes back to life instead of Zordon.
Now we can all morph into the Power Rangers.
Then they're all like, yeah, we're all together. This is awesome. And then Jason says, it's morphin' time. And then, Triceratops. And then everybody's like, I get so excited because I watched it when I was little.
Yeah, we're right back into it now. It's full
go,
on
go, Power
jump.
Rangers.
Bing, so every bing, minute bing, goes bing, by, bing, it just reverts back to what it used
go,
to be.
Go, Power Rangers.
At the end of the movie, it's all in like the square TV format.
Yeah,
and they're
it's
on
just
cardboard
all crappy.
Sets.
No, and then they're like, yeah, we morphed and we're like awesome looking and stuff. It actually is a kind of a cool moment because they like, I'm glad that it took them a long time to morph. That was actually okay.
That's one thing I hate about superhero movies these days, or like TV shows or whatever. The whole first movie or first season of a show, they don't have their costume because they make like their janky homemade version of it.
Yeah.
And then it takes until like the second movie or season until they get like the real costume.
Sure.
Then they get like a weird upgraded one in the third.
Yeah.
It always bugs me. Just go right into it.
Why does it bug you?
I've always hated setup ever since I was a child. Just get to the good stuff, okay? I don't want to hear about your angsty, moody backstory. Just go punch some robots. I don't know.
the essential part of Power Rangers is robots punching robots and monsters. That's what we want. That's just give it to us.
Yeah.
They're Power Rangers now, and so they go and fight the putties that have jumped down into their underwater lair, and they do a bunch of underwater fighting of the putties, and they do a good job.
So they do that thing, then they come up and they see that Rita has grown her giant gold monster thing, and he's stomping around the town. Good old classic Power Rangers.
Yep.
Just stomping around the town.
Even though it's like updated graphics and everything, it still feels as crappy as it did back then, and I love it. I love it. Yeah. And then they all get in their Zords, and they don't know how to, like, fly them, but then they all do the thing where they line up, and it just looks like a piece of crap. But it's so great because you're like, yes! Yes, the Zords are here! Yes! Yeah. Anywho... So they have a big old fight, a large elderly fight, and they fight them with the Zords, and there's lots of shooting, pew, 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 and lots of dinosaurs running through the streets, and they're robot dinosaurs, and everyone's like, pew, 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 and they're like running around, like, ah, this is crazy. And they just destroy half the city. And they're like, oh no, Goldar's gonna win. They're like, let's shoot him with some more stuff. And then Kimberly like comes in with her like pterodactyl thing. It's like, and it's like shooting people. And it's crazy. And everything blows up. And then, oh my gosh, in the middle of it, Jason sees his dad who rolled his truck. So he gets out, calmly gets out of his Zord.
This is the big important scene.
Runs over and rescues his dad, which takes about 3 seconds. And he's like, see you later, dad. But he didn't say dad. And his dad doesn't know that it was Jason, but also he kind of does. Anyway, then Kimberly takes Billy's Zord and just straight up throws it at Goldar. And then Goldar explodes and it's scary. Oh, but actually what happened was Goldar was just reaching down to just pick up Rita. And it took 50 years for him to just grab Rita and, like, help her to her feet. Which was weird. And then he punches the T-Rex Zord in the head a bunch of times, and it's crazy.
You're just regressing to 7 years old again, aren't
you? Oh, my gosh. And then they all get up in a line, and they're like, yeah, we're going to get Goldar. And then Goldar's like, yeah. No, I'm going to push you into this pit of lava. And they're like, nah, man, hold the line. And they're like, I love you guys. I love you, too. I'd rather not do this with anyone but you. Oh, you too, Jason. Oh, mm-hmm. This is crazy. I love you, man. We're all going to die. Oh, we're all going to die. And they get pushed into the pit of lava.
And then, you know, they don't die because all of their weird sword things, they, like, combine.
And they make some kind of giant robot! And it's the Megazord!
Yep.
And then they punch each other for a long time.
Yep, just like the old days.
And they learn it's really crappy. And then they kill Goldar.
By doing, like, a standard wrestling flip.
Yeah, they do. I believe it's a Northern Lights suplex. And then, and then Rita was going to attack. This is where it stops making sense even more.
Her big plan was to just jump towards a giant robot, like on her own.
Yeah.
That didn't go so well.
And the Megazord, Jason in the Megazord, no joke, just slaps her out of the air like a fly. And her body flies into space and freezes.
Hope that doesn't, you know, come back later.
Just slapped her into space. Every movie should end with the villain just getting slapped into space.
Cool.
All the time. And then the Megazord does a dance.
Yeah. So dumb.
Credits.
Yeah.
It was great.
Okay, well, yeah. Now the town's like, even though like the town never saw them outside of their giant robots, somehow they know that they were five guys in suits or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they're like superheroes in the town now, and everyone's like, oh, Power Rangers, they're so cool. And I'm like, yeah, if only they knew we were the Power Rangers. That'd be cool.
That'd be so crazy.
All right, well, we're Power Rangers now. That's cool. Hey, end of the movie. Whatever.
Yep.
There was probably a post-credit scene, but I didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't care.
I don't care enough to...
Jake, how many crappy 90s cardboard robot dinosaurs throwing other dinosaurs into a giant made out of molten gold to try and get a crystal buried under a Krispy Kreme, all while yelling friendship, would you give this out of 5?
Prior to meeting the annoying robot, I would give it a 4. After meeting the annoying robot, it's got about a 1.5.
That's
so all
fair.
In all... 2.5.
If you could be any Power Ranger, what would you be?
I'd be the one that, you know, sort of renounces his Power Ranger-y ways, but sort of keeps the robot, and then maybe, like, sells it as scrap metal. Get a good, like, $800 out of that.
I'd be the Green Ranger! And then I'd summon the Dragon Zord!
You're not gonna make me watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles next,
are
you?
Oh, we are definitely. Out of the Shadows is coming up. Mm. Faux show. Who was our sponsor?
Yeah, our sponsor was Darkness. I got some pretty terrible gum from them. It's great.
Sweet.
Let's go out of here.
Go, go, Power Rangers! Go to rubber stuff! Go, go, Power Rangers! Jake, you need to talk right here, or else it's going to sound weird, okay?
Are you happy?
Right here.
Okay.
Be right here.
Okay. Oh, I'm good.
You think I'm crazy.
I think you're crazy.
But it makes a difference, okay?
All right.
And when you're editing this later, you'll be like, Casers was right.
Yeah.
He's stupid.
Okay, fine.
Okay. This is KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. We apologize for what you've just heard.